Good morning. I always will say, after more than 25 years, thank you. I feel overwhelmed by your love. I always say that. I've been loved for the last 25 years from you guys, and every time I come, it's the same, and it gets better. I thank you for being here, for making time for us, for hearing us, for blessing us in many, many ways. I am personally blessed also to see the Goldas. I am part of them, you know, not by blood. But it's a blessing to see what Ernie and Alma have done in our lives. They have influenced me in many ways, and I want to say thank you. And this is part of your fruit, so I honor you today for that.
Well, good morning to all of you. I have a picture put up here, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to go like this, okay? When that goes like that, that means go ahead and flip it, okay? So I wanted to show you this picture. 25 years ago, this year, this was Becky and me. And we celebrated our 25th anniversary this year. And I was excited, yeah. We live in a world where many marriages don't make it past 2 years, 5 years. Some don't pass 20 years. And God was faithful in our relationship together to be with us for this time period. And so this is one of my favorite shots early on in our marriage. And for me, it shows truly how we feel about each other, how much we truly love one another. And for us, serving together is not a chore. It's a wonderful thing. It's something that we do lovingly with each other. And so as a result of this great relationship that we've had together, we produced out of this ship. Okay, I wanted to show you the ship because for some of you guys, you remember the journey initially when I left Grace and I headed off to the Mercy ships and was a part of the Anastasis, and then later I transferred vessels to the Caribbean Mercy, and that's where I met this amazing lady, okay? And as a result of missing this amazing lady, I got this group of young people around me. And so this is my clan. Jonathan is in Lubbock right now. He's studying to be an engineer. Joy is with us right now, but she's preparing to study to be a flight attendant, okay? She has a heart to get around and see the world, okay? And Benji's, you guys will be seeing him running around here at the end of the service. Benji's picking up missions. He, in his own heart, this year he went off to Colombia to do a ministry trip where he went off, and through dance and sharing his faith, he was able to bring little children to Jesus. And it was a wonderful opportunity for us to see our little man being a part of all that we're doing. So this is the next part. Okay. What I wanted to do with you guys to begin our time of sharing with you today is I wanted to show this picture to you. I don't know if any of you know this lady or do not know this lady. For those who know, you're nodding your head. For those who don't know, this is a very special woman we lost this year. Well, I'm going to say we lost. God gained, okay? God brought her home this last year. She was a faithful member of our staff, an incredible lady, and her name was Tatiana. She was from El Salvador, and our year began with the loss of Tatiana. She died last year in November, but we really celebrated her life in January. And I want to start with that term, is celebrating life. Because what happens with us, we have a tendency of seeing death as an end, and we don't see that as a beginning of what Jesus is going to be doing in the future and the things that we get to see when we see one another in heaven. And there's a beginning for her. But this wonderful, wonderful lady who was a part of our life impacted us in her time of leaving. But I want to do is just take a few moments just to share a little bit with you about what's been happening since that and the new life that's been coming as a result. One of the things I shared with you guys last year in November is that we talked about a remodeling happen, okay, that we were going to start doing some work. And so we're going to do this, hit it, and you're going to see just really quickly the remodeling that we started to do. This is, by the way, all painted up now. This was in January of this year, and this Again, if those who have been to our house will be kind of surprised to see all the different changes and things that have happened. But this is the first floor remodeling that we talked about with you guys. That we had raised up the funding, and we were able to get this whole section done. This was our kitchen area, dining room area, and then we had an office in the back that was included into all that we're doing. So we just kind of wanted to give you guys a quick video. If you've never been to the property, it's probably like, whatever, because you probably don't understand where that all went with, okay? But for those who have been to our property, know this is a significant change for us from where we were. And our heart and the new things that God is doing is that we will completely remodel, renew this building for the purposes that God has. Right now, we have the capacity to put 22 people in this property. Let me show you this. This is what it's going to look like, hopefully in the next 2 to 3 years. And those, again, who have seen our property, I'll show you a little picture in a couple of minutes later of what it looks like. But this is what it's going to look like, and it's going to have the capacity for 35 people, just that building alone. But it's interesting, on this side over here, it doesn't show like we have anything on either side, but we're in the middle of the city, so there's a building over here, and there's a building over here. And in that, those two locations, we're praying over those areas because we can never be too comfortable. God has always got to keep us moving forward. One of the things I've realized in being in missions is if you get too comfortable, you don't see God's kingdom come. You just kind of follow the patterns, you understand? And you start to institutionalize your life. So our goal is we're going to get to see if God's going to expand the property here. And there's so much more that God's going to do. But I wanted to show you that part because that's what I shared with you guys, the terms of what we're doing with the remodeling and the renewing. And so this year, we're setting our hearts to doing phase two of our project. Will be the second and third floor of the main building. Phase three, we hope to start next year, will be this area here in front. That area here in front does not exist, that will exist. And I am believing that in faith. In 3 years, we're going to have that all. And so I wanted to share a little bit of our family and students that were part of what we're doing. This is our School of the Bible that we had. We launched it in February. And these are the young people that were part of that. Nella and Boris are the ones in the middle with their two children, and Asher in the corner up there in the arms. And basically, this is the staff and the students of the School of the Bible. These are our secondary schools we do with YWAM. And out of these kids, every single one of these students returned back on staff. And that was exciting to see. But when they got done with the school, they said, we want to stay with you guys, and we want to continue for training other young people. This is the facility, if you can. This is the facility up in Antigua. We have, remember, as I mentioned to you guys, there's two facilities now that we're overseeing. So this is the facility we have in Antigua. This has the capacity for 50 people. And God has been using this facility for us to start doing some new works out in that area. And in fact, we'll be doing I'll talk about just a few minutes, a home build out in that area. And we'll be able to host up to 50 people in this place. And we got a lot of projects going on that we're going to be coming out of this location. So I also want to show you our DTS this year. If you can go ahead and show, this is our DTS students that came in. Every single one of them were Guatemalans. We went to the conference in Costa Rica, and they dressed up in their Guatemalan outfits, and they performed a beautiful dance for the people that were there. And so I took this picture of all five of them. Two of the five are going to be on staff. Carolina, which is over here, the older woman, she's almost my age, okay? But she has such a heart for missions, and so her younger daughter now is with us at this point right now on staff. We can flip, and now that's our property now. Just wanted to show you that now. So you saw that picture before. So imagine what it's going to look like with that whole area up in front. So this is part of that renewing, the new things that God's going to be doing, okay? All right, flip. There we go. Part of our teams that came during this year, and again, this is a report, so you guys will know what happened. Part of the teams that came this year, we had about 8 different teams. This particular group came to us from Texas. This was one of the YWAM ministries called SST, Students in Summer Training, that's correct, okay? And this particular group came down, and out of this group, there was a lot of excitement amongst them to get into missions. These are young people whose hearts and desires are to get into missions. One more. This is a group of Colombians that came in, and a couple of Americans from a ministry called Revive. And they joined with us, and this group brought quite an impact in the communities. They went to one of our safe houses, And the safe houses that we work with, we work with young girls who are about 14 to 18 years of age. And these are girls who are hard cases. These are girls who we would consider juvenile hall girls, okay? They've either gone through situations where they were crimes, drugs, or severe rebellion with the family that resulted in the government needing to come in and take them. This group went in, and I remember the service that we were there with together with them. They shared a simple message with them. We put on music. They had prayed in advance. And during the time period, there was a deliverance ministry that I have never seen in a when I say public, it's not a private Christian ministry. It's a public ministry with the government. And we're doing a full-on healing service. I mean, literally, girls were on the floor crying and screaming, you know, and asking Jesus for forgiveness of their sins. And we're like, oh, what happened here? And so it was exciting. But these types of teams come in, and they bless us. And they bring new stuff that Jesus is going to do. Let's continue. All right, I was testing my deodorant to see if it functioned. Did the kids were fine with it? Yes. This is Puerto San Jose, and I want to tell you guys about a ministry Becky and I have been involved with for the last couple of years that we're beginning to see some tremendous fruit, and it's called King's Kids, okay? And the King's Kids Ministry, we had a young gal from, I call her young because she's younger than me, but she's about 3 or 4 years younger than me. She came from Korea and said, hey, I got this incredible idea for running King's Kids here in Guatemala. And we walked with her over these last years, and she began this program with the children. Well, what you're seeing in front of you is the second generation of the kids from King's Kids. Let's do this. Because the first generation of the kids at King's Kids are behind with me, and we're praying for the next generation of kids at King's Kids. And so there are two now generations of King's Kids in this particular church and area. These kids are dynamos. I mean, they are incredible when you see them between dancing and sharing their faith. This one girl, I can't show it. She's on the other side over there. Anyway, she got up in front and shared her testimony and had adults weeping. There's just amazing things that these kids are doing, and we're looking forward to these kids. The ones in front are the younger group now, mixing with our older group, and we're going to have close to 25 children in this location working with King's Kids. But we're not done. Now we got an additional 16 kids in King's Kids. We went to another location. Okay? And so with this team of young people, we now have close to, 25 plus 16. We have close to 41 children now who are involved in King's Kids. And what's exciting is that in just about a week from now, Becky and I will be combining together with groups. We're going to have our first national camp in which we will begin to work with all these children. It's a three-week camp. These little camps we're doing with the kids are usually about 3 days, and then we keep up with them every week, okay, or every other week, excuse me. And then we get together with them once a year for 3 weeks. And it's full-on teaching. They do full-on outreaches. These kids, when they get done, they're dynamos. They're incredible to see what God is going to do with them right now. I want to share the story of the gal in the middle. Last year, we were able to send our first team of King's Kids out of the country. Again, you have to remember, these are Guatemalan children. We're not talking about American kids. Guatemalan kids, okay? So their parents don't let them out of their sight, much less leaving the country, okay? Families are very tight in Guatemala. And so for them to see any kind of movement in this direction means there's complete trust and faith in what God is doing in their lives. And this is the next phase. This young lady in the middle, I want to specifically focus on. These three girls went to Panama this last year, and they shared their faith, and they did their, with King's Kids, we have these little dances they do, and they do dramas and puppets and all kinds of stuff. Why? To get people's attention, and then they share their faith with them. And so the gal in the middle here, I want to show specifically, when we first met her 3 years ago in King's Kids, she could not talk in public, period. It would be like we'd be in a circle together. Her name is Michelle. We'd be in a circle together. Michelle, tell me a little bit about what you learned today in today's lesson. Nothing. okay? She could not talk, simply could not talk. About 2 years ago, after we went through the camp with her, and it was a couple of camps we did with her, she said to us, I think I'm ready to share my faith. You know, you get these expectations in your mind. Okay, somebody's never shared their faith before. It's going to be one of those 10-second deals, right? You know, they get up in front. I just want to tell you, Jesus loves me. Thank you so much. Okay, and that's what I was expecting, right? That was what I was fully expecting. Instead, she gets up in front with a microphone, and she begins to preach a 5-minute sermon. And I was like, I remember filming her. I was like, what? She's preaching. She's not even like, and so we kind of had to go in the back like this because she kept going, okay? Because we need to go on with the program. But she was just going for it. And I said, Becky, I said, look at this. This girl has gone through these major changes that now she can share her faith and not have fear. And her message about fear, that's what she shares with everybody. I want to tell all of you, I was afraid to get in front of anybody. And now Jesus has changed me, and now I can. I'm going to hand the microphone to Becky because I'm going to start preaching. Okay.
I wanted to share the number of the day. I don't know if you remember a show, a children's show that says the number of the day. So the number of the day today, it's 1. And I wanted to share 2 Bible verses to explain why it's the number of the day. John 17:21 says that all of them may be 1. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. And I want to read these because this is you and us together. We have done all these things and the glory is to God. So this is because of you that this is happening, okay? So you are part of this. And 1 Corinthians 12:12 says, just as a body through one has many parts, but all of its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. So this is grace and us and the Holy Spirit doing this. So, guys, you are part of this. And I wanted to share the ministries we do because sometimes I think we share here and there, but we don't share what exactly happens in Wyoming, Guatemala. We have the safe house we Steve talked about, once a week visits. These girls are, have a lot of problems, and they have been open. At the beginning, it's interesting because the girls, they were not behaving. I mean, they were wild. And little by little, you can see the changes because of love. Even when they would go to the boys' house, the girls were, like, wilder than the boys. So it was very interesting. But God is doing great things. It's a miracle that the government has opened it for us. So that's just God can do that. We have generations with we gather 60 kids once a month, and one of the visions God has given Wyoming in Guatemala is that we grab the kids since they're 4. We want to share the gospel. We want them to know Jesus at 4, not after in their teenage years. No, it's at 4. They can have a relationship with Jesus at 4. The gospel is for everybody. It's not for the adults. So we started with generations like more than 10 years ago, and we have seen these kids growing since they're 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then many of them have done DTSs and gone to missions. And I'm going to talk about a family that have gone through all this, and they have found their purpose in life and how to use it for the kingdom. So this is the vision that Wyoming Guatemala has, and generations is what we impact the kids. Since they're 4, we disciple them till they're adults. We have King's Kids, which Steve shared. We do in a church in the coast, and then we just started 2 weeks ago in the mountains, one church in the mountains. We have Open Doors with Steve with chair, and some of you have participated in building houses, and it started a long time ago with Grace. Bible distribution, it's once a week in both locations. They go and distribute Bibles. One of Lauren Cunningham's, our founder, believes in end Bible poverty, to bring a Bible in each household all over the world. Children's Club, we do one at the base once a week. We bring kids from Verbena, which is a red zone area, a dangerous place. We bring the kids once a week. And in Antigua, they have it for the kids in the neighborhood. With family visits, which we visit the kids from these ministries. We go and visit the parents and pray for them and see their needs and see what's going on in the family. Also, Mother's Ministry in Ciudad Vieja, which is called the place in Antigua. They gather moms, mostly moms of the kids in the ministry, and just bless them and minister to them and do a lot of things, art crafts. So they have been doing that for a while now. And street evangelism, which it's go to main plazas in the city or in Antigua to share the gospel. Many of these ministries, of course, we put it available for teams. When they come, we say, hey, which one would you like to go? Or we just make their schedule so they can go to these ministries. And, of course, the schools, which SST is like a mini discipleship, 3 weeks for kids from 13 to 18. And then the DTS, which is a five-month course, which we run in Guatemala and all over the world, of course. I don't know if we want to...
Go ahead and share some of the generations.
Well, we have met this family, these girls who are little girls. They have had a very hard life. And the grandma in the back, she has custody of the girls. And, they're been in generations with us for many years. And we're still praying and for their future, you know, so God can continue to...
You want
to
say? No, you can go share about this one.
This is one of the houses that the ministries in YWAM do. Steve is directing the ministry.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead. Yeah, I want to connect the two pictures together, okay? The family you see right there, this year we'll be building one of these homes, just so you guys know. This year, since COVID, we have been unable to build homes, and we don't know why. People haven't come down afterwards say, hey, can I build a house? But it's starting up again, and this year we'll be building three homes. So the family that you just saw, so if you can go back to that family really quick, that family will be one of the families we'll be giving a home to, okay, so that they will be able to have something, because for the most part, what they have right now is not adequate. And so now we can flip it again back. What we'll do is we'll go ahead. I'm going to have Becky share her story, and then I'll go back to those pictures afterwards while they're going to head set up. Why don't you share, Becky, about the Paris family that you were talking about?
Okay. Many of you that have come down to Guatemala, they have known Maria Elena and her family. You know, like, we left our countries, our homeland, and it's really hard not to have family, not to have people that you can relate with, but God has been so faithful. And of course, in YWAM, we have a family. They're our family for the last 25 years. But this family, Maria Elena, she showed up in our lives. Their boys were 5 and 7, so they befriended our children. And she was just a servant. She was just a blessing to us. And she would come to my house. She would clean my house. And then I would leave and I'll go to the base or I'll have my children. And she said, I prayed for every room in your house. So you can imagine having someone in your house that loves to pray in your house for your own family. So she has been a blessing to our family. We have seen their children grow. I don't know if you remember the ministry. The ministry that we used to have, Steve started it, that we would sponsor children, and they would go to, instead of their public schools that were normally would go in, they would go to private schools. And then some of you were sponsoring these kids, and they were part of it, Gustavo and Danny. I'll show them later. This is the family, and Lisa knows them very well. They're such a blessing, and they are the fruit that we always wanted for all our kids. They started little. They started on the program. They got scholarships from some of Grace, and they continue to be in a private school. When the ministry ended, the parents decided, even though they live in a very poor area in a red zone, which is very dangerous, a lot of gangs, a lot of killings, a lot of homicides, it's terrible, that area. Mom would not stop praying for her children. And she would partner with us in that way. So they decided to keep the kids in private school, which it was harder for them. But we kind of imparted the vision of, you know, give them a better life, you know, invest in their future. And then they became like our adoptive children. They're my family in Guatemala. Like when I go traveling, they stay in my house. They know how I do things in the house. They take care of the dog. They have taken care of my kids too, of Benji. So this is like Benji's older brothers. And they're a blessing to our family. They did their SST, their three-week course when they were younger. They were teenagers. And then eventually they decided to do a DTS. So Gustavo over there, he went to Uruguay. And he had a great time. God changed a lot of his life. And Danny decided to do it in Guatemala some years ago. They felt from the Lord that they needed to study. So they went to university, which is a miracle because paying university, they do private universities. The parents, they work hard, hard work people. They, for example, Danny is going to become an architect this year, which is incredible. And his heart is to build houses. Like he partners with Steve to do the houses for the... Yes, and that's his heart. He's like, I want to be a missionary. And he's a pastor in the church of youth. I mean, it's like God doing wonderful things through the vision God gave to why in Guatemala. Start with them little. And then Gustavo over there, he's a photographer. He's a videographer. And then he also studied graphic design in university. And he uses it for the kingdom. And yeah, this family is just like... dearly in my heart. It's almost like, I don't know if you remember, the teacher would put a little star when you do a good job, and I feel like I have a star, and like, yeah. And they have given, you know, like when you do ministry, you think you're going to go and bless people, and yeah, you know, you give, but then you receive so much more, and it's just incredible. And this woman, sometimes I would tell her, I think you love my kids more than me, because she would do wonderful, and my kids love her. She's just a second mom to them, and it's a wonderful family. And God provided that for us to feel family, and more than family. They're more than family. So I just wanted to share the story of the Perez family. And when you go down, you get to meet them. They're wonderful. They'll love on you incredibly. And that's part of, guys, you and a little bit of us, a little bit of them, and a little bit of God. So,
the last picture I want to show you here, one more, if I can do this. I wanted to show you these two girls. We have known both these girls since they were 8 years old. Okay? Ruth, she looks like she's about 13 right there in that picture. She's actually about 20 right now. Okay? And the girl on the left is Luce. And I'll talk about Luce in just a second, but I want to talk about Ruth first of all. We met Ruth when she was about 8 years old, and her mom lived in the same location, the same neighborhood we were living in. And we got to know them a little bit, and with time, they moved to another location, and we lost track of them. And then we refound track with them again in our new facility that was in Zone 7. And so she began to connect with us. Her daughter was in our Generations program. She wound up doing our SST program. She then did a DTS with us. God just did a lot of things. And she is considered the first one of our children that went through all of our programs, from Generations all the way to DTS. And right now she is pursuing college, university, and she also has a vision for things that she's going to do with the Lord. The girl Luce on the corner here, I've known her. She was a young gal we met in Tecpan. When Becky and I just happened to go up there for just the visit, and there was a medical clinic going on, and Becky and I said, well, we'll be volunteers and translating for the clinic. And so we came in, and we met her and her mom. And she had an abscess that caused her face to blow up about this big. She was 8 years old with a blow-up of about this big, okay? And so through means and friends that we knew, she was able to get the medication, she got the tooth fixed, and from that moment forth, we stayed in contact. Every year, she'd call me, and she was so sweet, she'd say, happy birthday. She always remembered my birthday, and then one day, she called, and she said, this was about four years ago, right? It was right before COVID kicked, okay? And she said, we need a house. Our family needs a house. Hermano Steve, can you help us get a house? And I contacted Grace. We talked to Phil and Lisa and different folks. And we made a house. Grace Fellowship, you made this house. Okay? And actually, we didn't realize Danny was the one who helped me, that Becky was just sharing a few moments ago, with the design of the home. It has a bathroom. It has all the things. Like most of the houses, when you go and see these ministries who do homes, it's just the bedrooms and a kitchen area. But what we do with our homes is we try to also do homes that people can live in, okay, that have bathrooms and et cetera. And this particular house that we built for her, her family came to Christ. It was an amazing situation. We just talked to them through the whole process. She was a Catholic, fervent Catholic. She came to Jesus. And then we asked the daughter, said, would you like to come to our SST program? She did. She was there for 3 weeks with us, complete life change. Came back for phase two, more life change. And then she went through a stage where she couldn't get the finances, and it was just not the right time for her because she wanted to get into missions. And so this year, she just wrote me and said, Steve, set me up for February. I'm coming with a friend. I'm doing my DTS. I'm getting into missions. My mom has let me loose. And we talked to the mom. We were just there a couple of weeks ago and looked the mom in the eye and said, how do you feel about this? And she says, I want whatever makes Luce happy. And this is making her happy. God in her life is making her happy. I release it to you. And I'm going to tell you, financially, this is not going to be easy for them. But it's a situation where she feels God's calling on her heart, and she's going to come join us really soon. And so this is part of the fruits. I want you to hear this, Grace. This is part of the fruits of what you've invested in me and what you've invested. This house you guys invested in. Grace Fellowship invested in this home. This house, by the way, was used for a season to house about roughly 12 or 13 people in there. It was really crazy. Okay, she invested in all her cousins, nephews, and nieces. They would come over, and there was a time period where there was a great need for that. And the church locally used her house to do a home cell group. So this house has been used for Jesus, okay? So it's not just a simple house, guys, you built. You built a church. And it was. And when you look at the house, it's about the size of a small church. But it's wonderful what God has been doing through that. But I just wanted to leave you guys with that image in your mind. God is doing new and wonderful things. And we want to thank Grace Fellowship for all that they've done to invest in us and to invest in what we're doing down in Guatemala. Thank you, guys.